TD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. As unwanted graffiti seems to be everywhere in town, Chief Rochelle Bateman of Hagerman Police Department is trying something different in hopes of allowing people to use their creative outlet in a better way.
As I was patrolling around, I couldn't help but notice that we had like a pretty decent influx in the graffiti. Some of it's really good and actually impressive, and some of it is not.
She also noticed the town had another problem.
I couldn't help but notice how bad our signs were either. So I'm like, it's kind of hypocritical for me to be like, you guys are trashing the community, but our signs don't look so good either.
So Chief Bateman came up with an idea that could help both problems at once.
Instead of us going out there and giving them tickets and arresting them and charging them, I figured it would be more beneficial for them and us if we try to work something out to where we focus their energy somewhere else.
The Hagerman Police Department is calling on all artists to submit ideas for a new town sign that will replace three worn out ones. The rules are simple. Keep it clean, feature the town name prominently, and let your creativity run free on the 8x4 foot canvas for the chance to win one of three cash prizes.
You don't have to commit a crime of doing graffiti just to actually be a part of it. Like, I actually encourage you not to. It's open to any artist.
Entries are due by August 31st at the Hagerman Police Department and may be submitted in person or online. The community will decide the top three designs.
It will hopefully distract the ones that are going out and doing graffiti to maybe actually want to win that prize and focus their energy more on that.
And New Mexico is set to receive more than $4.3 million from the Federal Aviation Administration for upgrades at three New Mexico airports. Albuquerque International Sunspot will receive about $3.6 million for rehabilitating 10,500 feet of terminal access road. Artesia Municipal Airport will receive about $128,000 for phase one design for a project that rehabilitates 6,800 feet of paved runway, while Socorro Municipal Airport will receive $600,000 for construction a new 2,700 square foot snow removal equipment building. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.